Welcome to your Divine Life Purpose Meditation. I'm Michelle Casto, the Soul Coach. Begin by making yourself comfortable and getting your feet flat on the ground with your spine straight. Just relax. Deep relaxation allows you to become centered with the essence of who you are at your deepest level, your soul. And in so doing, you connect with your inner wisdom. Begin by taking a few deep breaths. Breathing in peace, breathing out release. Get in touch with the yearning that you have to understand why you are here, the longing to understand your higher purpose for being on Earth at this time in human history. Prepare yourself for a journey in which you will seek spiritual counsel on a very important question. What is my divine life purpose? Imagine yourself on the outskirts of a very ancient, mystical, and magical forest. It is a beautiful fall day, and you begin to walk through this ancient forest. You walk farther and farther through this forest, passing trees of all sizes, shapes, colors, and fragrances. You notice the light coming through the treetops, magically lighting your way. As you walk along, enjoying the beautiful scenery, you wonder about the question that is in your heart of hearts. What is my divine life purpose? Soon, you reach an opening in the forest, and before you is a crystal clear pond. You walk over and kneel at the pond's edge to take a rest. Look up at the sun, radiating down upon you, warming every cell of your being. Sense the cool air brush across your body, relaxing and opening you even more. As you look into the pond, you see an image. Look at this image. Take notice of its qualities, shape, texture, dimension. Make note of what you see. How does this make you feel? Take a snapshot picture of this image and feeling with you within your heart mind. Now take your hand and wipe away the water so you can see a new image. Look up at the sun, radiating down upon you, warming every cell of your being. Sense the cool air brush across your body, relaxing and opening you even more. Now look down at the water below you. Ask to be shown your life on purpose, you being and doing what the Divine had in mind for you when you came into this world. Imagine your life on purpose. Who are you being? Who are you with? What are you doing because it is a true expression of the essence of your soul? What are you no longer doing? What is the same? What is different about your life? What does it feel like to know your divine life purpose so clearly that you have the power to share it in each moment of your life? spend as much time contemplating whatever image or scenes you receive. If the answers are not clear, you can ask for more clarity. Once again, take a snapshot picture of this image with your heart mind. And to soak this feeling up even more, merge with the water. Perhaps you dive in the pond, splash water on your face, or scoop a handful of water and drink it down. Notice how refreshing and nourishing it all is. As you do this, a beam of sunshine beams right down upon you, and you realize you are performing your very own life purpose baptism. It's time to leave the pond and enter back into the ancient forest. You now carry these images with you, and you allow them to gently permeate deep into your heart as a warm, glowing energy spreads across your entire body, from your head to your toes. You are smiling because you know you are on the right path. You come to a clearing once again, and in the middle of this clearing, you see a magnificent, strong oak tree standing in full bloom. This tree has seen hundreds of years. It beckons you to come closer. You walk over to this tree of knowledge and wisdom, marveling at its beauty and boldness, running your hands across the bark. Finally, you lean against the tree and sit down. You remember that the forest, just like your soul, always knows where you are, why you are here, and where it is you are going. All you have to do is ask for guidance. Since you are in no hurry, you ask this old and wise tree a few questions. Any questions at all. Maybe you want to know the tree's name. Or if there is something you need to know so you can manifest your purpose more fully in life. Go ahead and ask your questions. Be sure to ask, what is your next best step to take? You stand up to leave. The tree of knowledge and wisdom has one more thing to tell you before you go. The tree tells you that you are anointed and appointed for something only you can give the world. The tree also says that you are ready. You know everything you need to know. You have what you need to move forward. You are supported. You are guided. You are loved. You are precious beyond words. Now walking farther and farther out of the forest, you easily find your way, feeling stronger and radiating a new sense of power as you step back into the light of day and into your new life, living on purpose. And as you cross the threshold, you remember all you have learned, and most especially the notion that you are ready. You say a prayer of gratitude as you take your next step forward into the light. And now coming back to the present, moving your toes and your arms, opening your eyes when you feel ready. and in your journal draw the image you saw in the pond of clarity. Write about this experience at the pond, as well as what you may have learned at the Tree of Knowledge. Remember to look for ways to experience the feeling of being on purpose now. And remember to shine your light, because the world needs your light.